Pleased to be joined on the line right now by the president of the NWJHL, Michael McCready. Of course, the league season is currently on hold at the moment. And, Michael, I guess my first question for you is obviously understand the games on the schedule through January the 9th are currently postponed right now, correct?
Correct.
And is there a hope amongst sort of the league there that you hope to get going in again in the new year, would get the season going after the ninth?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're kind of following the AHS announcements, and also we're following the BC announcements because we have two teams in BC as well. So, you know, the plan is to move forward after the January 9th. I believe it's a January, first week in January when potential restrictions come off, and we're, you know, planning to move forward and continue on at the regular season.
And I know at the junior A level, the AJHL, I believe their board of governors is supposed to meet this weekend to kind of discuss what their sort of return to play is going to sort of look like once they can get going again. Is the NW going to be doing a similar meeting with your teams about just trying to figure out how you're going to proceed with the rest of the season?
Well, we have been doing quite a few Zoom meetings here in the last month. And, you know, until we know what the restrictions are moving forward, we kind of have an idea what the plan is moving forward with continuing regular season. You know, if restrictions get taken off sooner or later, then we'll definitely be having another meeting come the new year, the first week in the new year.
I know the schedule length for the teams. I know the season last year was about 40 games for everyone. Obviously, for Brigade, it'd be a little less games for teams this season. Is there a particular number of games you'd hope for all the teams to get in?
You know, I think any game we play from this time forward is going to be a bonus. You know, we're just, you know, there's so many ups and downs and so many regulations coming out. Some are, you know, misunderstood with certain arenas. Some are enforcing different restrictions. So, you know, moving forward, anything is going to be a bonus, you know, the way this year is looking, shaping up to be.
And, of course, as we mentioned a little earlier, of course, the league does have the interesting geographical oddity of having you know, a couple teams in the province of BC. And, of course, one of the big scheduling hurdles so far is the fact that, you know, the Hockey Alberta isn't letting teams play over there. Hockey BC is not letting the teams playing over here. Do you have any, are you getting any sense that maybe the kind of border issue will be solved anytime soon, or are you not crossing your fingers on that one?
Again, you know, it's so many ups and downs. You know, BC went back to stage two last week. You know, Alberta does not approve any traveling. BC Hockey does not approve any traveling. So, you know, at this time, all we can do is just stay positive and hope for the best.
And I'm curious with the, obviously with this league going on, has there been any kind of coordination involving Hockey Alberta, particularly with some of the other Junior B leagues in the province? Because, of course, the, you know, at the end of the season, the champions of all the leagues, you know, got to go to provincials. Has there been any sort of coordination with some of the other leagues in the province?
Yeah, we've been meeting monthly, and this year provincials has been canceled.
Okay, so no provincials this year. That's an interesting news item coming to that. So I guess finally, while I got you here, of course, the plan right now is to get going in the new year. On that sort of a, I guess, a 1 to 10 scale, how confident are you that we can finally be able to, you know, get the season back up and running again in the new year?
Again, you know, there's just lots of ups and downs. You know, I hate to put a number on it. Like I said, anything in the new year that we play is going to be a bonus, and all we can do is remain positive moving forward. You know, again, all the teams are all in 100%. You know, we can't thank the fans, the sponsorship enough to keep these teams going. You know, it's really good sign in these hard times that we still have teams that are being able to push through these tough times. Hopefully things start on the downward trend with the COVID, and we'd like to get hockey going. Everyone is very hungry to get hockey going, and, you know, first and foremost, it's, you know, health and safety of the players, the fans, and everything coming to the arena. So all the teams have great COVID plans in place, so I don't think that'll be an issue in the new year once we get the green light.
Well, I, like a lot of other people, are certainly waiting for things to get going again. Michael McCready, the president of the NWJHL, thanks for joining us here today.